We've said it before, we'll say it again, just 2 days until the election is over. That might seem like a long time to wait after all this campaigning. But hey, Cubs fans waited 108 years. I am joined now by Mr. Mike Pesca. He hosts The Gist. It's a podcast. It comes out from Slate. He's here now. Hi, Mike.
Collectively, they waited more than that. But individually, I don't know if there is a 108-year-old Cubs fan. There are about 450 108-year-olds in the country, and most of them weren't sentient when the Cubs last won. But yes,
fine,
let's give
the
them credit.
And I know there are people out there who are like, whatever, this happened so many days ago. I don't even like baseball. I've heard it for days. We don't care because this was a really big deal, and I didn't get to talk to you last week. And there are so many things to talk about because
yes.
You know I'm not a baseball fan. I watched this whole darn thing and I wasn't alone.
There were lots of other people who did this. Yeah, I've been thinking about that too, and the ratings reflect that. It was the highest rated game since 91. They had an audience of 50 million at their peak, an average of 40 million. Now, here's the thing. When we talk about average ratings, that's great compared to baseball. Football, and maybe you've heard the chatter this year, ratings are down yet, but they're not even close to what baseball's ratings are. To not compare it to the Super Bowl, that's not fair. 114, 112 people watch the Super Bowl. But
yeah.
Just the semifinals, the conference championship games last year, 53 million. And watch the AFC championship game. So more people are watching the semifinals in football than in baseball. And yet, there is something about baseball, perhaps this Cubs moment, but something about baseball that seems joyous and possible.
Say more, because I grew up in a state with no baseball team, no professional sports, actually. Great state of Idaho, but there are no sports. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have like a parent who brought me into this world of baseball. And it seems like that's the thing that happens. And for people like me, it's a really high barrier to entry as a sport. It's not for the fair weather.
Yes. So think about the ways we get into sports. Baseball, I do think, is generational and it's passed down and you have to be inculcated into the glories of a team. And this is because it goes back 100 years and the pace of the game doesn't match modernity. And the football has the advantages, all talked about how great it looks on television. I would also say just aesthetically, an individual play in football. There was just a random catch in the Thursday night football game. Mike Evans caught a ball on the sidelines and then was hit hard. And I could show that to someone who had never seen either sport and they would glory at the athleticism of that play.
And you get it.
I can't find the equivalent in baseball. But I do think that when it's all added up, there is something about baseball that evokes empathy and a football championship. Like, of course, when the Saints won, those fans long suffering were exultant, right? Mm-hmm. But there's something, and that will happen if the Lions or Browns ever win. But there's something about a football championship that's a conquest, and at least with this baseball championship, that seems more like a liberation. So I think the upside, once in a while, of baseball can be inspiring.
All right, I'm going to stick around. I'm going to become a baseball fan, I decided.
Just wait 108 more years. It'll happen again.
For another dramatic game. Mike Pesca, he hosts The Gist. Hey, thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.